not another radio show designed for you to discover us. This one is about discovering a new you. This is the John Jubilee Experience. To be part of the show, call 615-737-9986. That's 615-737-9986. Now, changing the world one person at a time, starting with you. Here's John Jubilee.
Hey there, superstar, you rock star, you amazing, talented, beautiful, spectacular individual, you. That's right, I'm talking to you. Look in the mirror and say, is he talking to me? I'm talking to you. That's right. Hey, you are becoming the best you can be in every area of your life, and I want to encourage you, man, to rock on with your amazing self. That's right. It starts one day at a time, and it starts with your intentional, purposeful decisions that you make in your life that you can say, look, this is the first day of the rest of my life. I'm going to forget on purpose. I'm going to use the powerful tool of forgetting. I'm going to forget every negative thing behind me. Done. Over. I forget it. You have the power to forget. And then you're going to implement another powerful tool, which is choosing your thoughts. Say it out loud. I will choose my thoughts. You get to choose a thought. You can't control the birds that fly over your heads. If thoughts were birds, you can't control a thought that flies over your head, but you can control what builds a nest in your head. So don't let a negative thought build a nest in your head. Get that thing out of there. Keep it moving. And you choose on purpose thoughts that are faith builders, that are life builders, that build you up and do not tear you down. Be intentional about what you give your time and attention to. You get to choose a thought. So I want you to implement a couple powerful tools today. I want you to forget the negative things. They don't do one thing for you, so just forget them on purpose. I want you to look at people and say, I intentionally remember I forgot that. So forget those negative things. Next thing I want you to do is choose your thoughts on purpose. Say, I am only going to think about what I choose to think about. Things that are good. Things that build me up. Things that build others up. Things that are noble. Things that are awesome and amazing. I'm going to choose my thoughts. In communication, I'm going to give you a couple powerful communication tools. When you communicate with somebody, don't speak all of your mind. That's foolish. And it's a waste of time and energy. And you will lose your listener when you share everything you're thinking. So just make a request. Very simply, very purposefully, make a request. When you're talking to somebody, make a request. I want you to think of it like pulling up to a drive-through window at a restaurant. You don't pull up to a drive-through restaurant window and start telling them everything that's been going on in your life and in your day. That would be a waste of time. You are pulling up to that window to make the request for what you want and what you need in that moment. And that's a powerful communication tool, is the drive-up window tool, which is just pull up to that person and say, look, here's my request. Don't give them all the extra peripheral things that don't do anything for anybody except hurt people's feelings and stir up their emotions. So make the request. Choose intentionally to be thankful. Choose to focus on thankful thoughts on purpose. Think today, what can I be thankful for today? Don't think about what you don't have. Think about what you do have. Choose to be thankful with intention. A thankful thought is a powerful thought. Thankful thoughts are constructive builders. They're healthy for you to think about thankful things. These are tools, friends. These are tools that I have learned to use, and I learned them all the hard way. These were painful lessons that were learned through experiential learning, which is not the recommended way of learning. I recommend auditory learning, which means hear an instruction, receive it, and implement it by hearing it. Don't experience life's painful way. Experience is a brutal teacher because you got to feel the pain and then you get to learn the lesson. Ouch. That's a painful way to learn, is through experience, because you get pain and then a lesson. Auditory learning, you hear, you receive an instruction, you implement it. It's not painful at all. That's a smart way to do it. And isn't that how we all want our kids to do it? Of course we do. Well, we can do it too. We can do it too. We can choose to be auditory learners. We can choose to learn from other people's painful experience and just listen to what they say and then implement it. And listen, when it comes to health and wellness, let me tell you what I learned through experience. Every diet works for a minute. Every diet works for a minute, but they're not sustainable. So don't waste your time and don't waste your money. And if you're like most people, you already wasted your time and money, because that's what I did. I wasted my time, I wasted my money trying every diet, every exercise program out there. And what did I learn? They all work for a minute. But then, thankfully, because I was at the end of my rope, I was literally a millisecond away from giving up. That's right, I really was. Because I was at the verge of hopelessness when it came to weight loss and health. But thank God, I learned 10 technologies, 10 simple steps to get healthy at a cellular level. And I became my first client. I became my first client about 17 to 18 years ago. And I did these 10 simple things. And guess what happened? You guessed it. I got healthy at a cellular level. And then I began to share with people, and then more people and more people. I began to share my experience with people and help them get healthy at a cellular level. It became hundreds of people and then thousands. I did it for free for 10 years, 20,000 hours helping hundreds and hundreds of people get healthy at a cellular level, because it was the joy and passion of my life. Even though I was a full-time banker at the time, that was my profession. But my passion was helping people get healthy at a cellular level. So for free, for 10 years, I spent about 6 hours of my day, of my life, 20,000 hours helping people get healthy at a cellular level. Until one day, after meeting with a group of men at Dave Ramsey's office on a Friday morning, Dave Ramsey sat me down himself in person, knee to knee, toe to toe in his office, and said, "John Jubilee, you got to go full time in health and wellness. You are going to change the world." I said, "Dave, Mr. Monetize It, I can't believe you're telling me to leave a 21-year career." I said, "Dave, what I teach is so simple." He said, "John, that's the point. You've simplified a complex issue. It's a complex problem for people, their health, their weight. You've made it simple. And you will be to health and wellness when I am to finance, John. You got to go do this full time." And I said, "Dave, you got to be kidding me." But Dave Ramsey encouraged me. He shared personal life stories with me about him and Sharon and, you know, how they built their business. He said, "You can do this, John." And then Dave came over the top, friends, for free. Dave Ramsey gave me his amazing staff and department heads to build my business plan so I could be here for you, to help you get healthy at a cellular level. And Dave gave me that for free, and I'm not even an endorsed local provider of Dave Ramsey. People pay Dave Ramsey thousands, tens of thousands of dollars, as they should, for an amazing guy like that, for his wisdom, for his endorsement. I paid Dave zero. He did that because of his character, his conviction of who he is as a man, and I honor him for that. Hey, change your life today. You go log on to johnjubilee.com, johnjubilee.com. I want you to get healthy. I want you to live the life that I get to live. I want to share an experience with you that's simple, that's scientific, and that's sustainable for the rest of your life. Hey, I'm changing this world one person at a time. I want to start with you.
You're listening to the John Jubilee Experience on Super Talk 99.7 WTF. Finding your joy. This is the John Jubilee Experience on Super Talk 99.7 WTN.
Hey there, you rock star, you superstar, you handsome, beautiful, amazing, intelligent person, you. That's right, I'm talking to you. And guess what? We're going to have another one talking to you. Because I've got myself a real live transformer. That's right. I got a young man on the phone that he chose to courageously say, I'm going to change my life. I'm not going to sit back on the sidelines anymore. I'm going to take a step to do 10 simple steps that could change my life to get optimal health at a cellular level. And he's doing it. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, John.
How you doing there, Rockstar?
I am awesome and amazing.
Oh, I love it. I love it. Well, man, tell everyone your story. Put yourself in a time machine and go back. Tell us where you were at and what caused you to begin a transformation.
Well, my main reason was I really desperately wanted to get off my blood pressure medication. Well, I just had my 8-week evaluation yesterday, and I've lost 63.3 pounds of fat.
Wow!
Yes.
No way!
Yes way. Yeah. And I was on two different blood pressure medications. I completely eliminated one of them, and the other one has been cut in half, and they have taken me off of the cholesterol medication. So I am almost there. Almost there, brother.
In just eight weeks. Well, Chris, it sounds too good to be true.
Well, you know, it does sound too good to be true, but it's working. It's simple and easy, and it's been a blessing.
Wow. Well, Chris, what was it in the beginning? You know, what was your motivation? You know, and what did it take to get you to say, all right, I'm doing it. I'm going to make a change.
Well, I listened to your show frequently in the mornings, and I heard testimony of people who were getting off their medication. And, you know, I was looking at the possibility of, you know, being on these things for the rest of my life. And I just thought, you know, I have to give this a try. You know, I want to be around for my grandchildren, and I want to be a healthier person, and I'm just going to do it. And I went up there and saw Jonathan Bird and got me started, and here I am.
Wow. Now, Chris, did you hear these testimonies of other people, but what were you thinking? You know, did you have the expectation that in 8 weeks, you could have the result that you had?
I did not think it would be this early. I thought that, you know, maybe 6 months down the road and, you know, I could start weaning myself off of that. You know, I talked to my doctor about it, and he told me, you know, losing weight's not going to hurt anything. And, I had a checkup with him, and he is shocked and amazed. He, in fact, I think I halfway got him talked into coming in to see me.
Well, you know, that's how all those doctors become my clients, because guys like you, Chris, when you go in there and they see you're coming off all your medication, you're losing all that fat, you're getting healthy, they kind of can't help it, brother.
That's right. We're about the same age and we got a good relationship, and I think he's eyeballing, maybe giving y'all a call.
Well, that is awesome. So if you would just share again, just for, somebody that maybe just turned on here in the midst while we're talking, where you're at and what's happened again so far as your actual numbers.
Okay.
Your actual numbers and off the medication.
Yeah, as far as the number goes, I've lost 63.3 pounds of fat. Not the greatest at math, but I know that's quite a few loaves of bread. I have gained 28 pounds of healthy water and muscle. I've got about 10 pounds of muscle I've gained. I've gained about... I think it was somewhere in the neighborhood of 19 pounds of water hydration. And I've lost 9 inches off my belly, 18 and a half total. I went from a size 43. I just put on my son's size 34 yesterday and walked into work, and everybody was like, excuse me, who are you?
Sweet. I love it.
the looking good and the comments, I mean, that's just the icing on the cake. I mean, I work out with a bunch of guys. I do jiu-jitsu for exercise, and they're like, what are you doing? We've got to see what this thing is about. And I've given out quite a few cards, and I have a few guys up there that may want to come in and see y'all as well, because I'm 53 and these 25-year-old kids, they're just like wondering, who is this old guy whipping them?
I love it.
My endurance is through the roof. My strength is through the roof, and they just don't understand what this old guy in there is on. What kind of steroids or something? They just can't believe that that I'm in there giving them that much competition. But that's just the icing on the cake. I mean, my whole deal was getting off the medication, but here I am. Walking around like a 20-year-old kid.
Wow. Well, Chris, if you could just sit down and talk to a group of guys your age, man, you're just sitting out by a campfire after a full day of fishing, and you're just going to share with those guys for 1 or 2 minutes, what would you share with a group of men that are on high blood pressure medication and 60 pounds overweight? What would you say to them today?
Well, I would just say, hey, don't you want to be around to play with your grandkids, to go to ball games with them, to lift them up and, go out and do sports with them and just enjoy your family instead of, huffing and puffing and being on the couch. You need to check into this because, being around for them, being around for your family, that's the most important thing. And, And plus, that medications, they have a lot of side effects that just are not enjoyable for a man our age. So really look into this because you will not be sorry.
Well, good word, my friend. And congratulations, Chris. I rejoice with you, brother. I rejoice with you. And hey, will you give me a call after your next 4-week check-in?
I will do that.
All right. Well, man, you inspired me today. Thank you, brother.
Well, thank you, brother.
All right. Well, have a great one. Well, friends, there you go. Hey, go log on to johnjubilee.com, johnjubilee.com. I'm John Jubilee, America's Cellular Health Authority, changing the world one person at a time, starting with you.
This is the John Jubilee Experience on Supertalk 99.7 WTN. More than just information, this is transformation. This is the John Jubilee Experience on Supertalk 99.7 WTN.
Hey, you rock star, you superstar, you amazing, world-changing, talented, treasure-filled, multifaceted diamond, you. I want you to talk to yourself that way, because that is the real you. It really, 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 really is. But you have to choose. You have to choose. What are you going to look at? Do you know that people get to choose? They get to choose what they look at. So just picture this. Four blind guys and an elephant. One guy has the elephant's tail. One guy has the elephant's trunk. You know, they're holding it. So just picture a blind man. He's just been introduced. Somebody walks him up and says, "This is an elephant." He's holding the elephant's tail. Another guy is holding the elephant's leg. Another guy holding the elephant's tusk. And another guy is holding the elephant's trunk. Each man is asked, "Tell me to describe the elephant. What is an elephant like?" Well, you can imagine there are four completely different descriptions. One guy thinks, the guy holding the tusk, he says an elephant is very smooth and just has a strong, this strong, smooth surface. That's what an elephant is. Another guy says that elephant is like a large squiggly worm. He's holding the trunk of that elephant and air comes out of it. Another guy's holding the leg. He said, "That's just like a tree trunk." Guy holding the tail, he said, "Man, that elephant's just kind of like a big cat. It's like a big cat tail, same as a cat tail." Four guys experiencing the same animal in four completely different ways. And that's how life is. You get to choose how you experience life. How are you going to look at it? What parts are you going to look at in life? If you choose to just focus on the negative things or the disappointments or the flaws in the people in your life, you will be miserable. And so will the people around you. They're going to be miserable. Is that really what you want? Do you want to be miserable? Do you want the people around you to be miserable? Well, I want to encourage you today. Choose a different perspective on purpose. Do you know what the easiest thing in the world to do is? Criticize. It's easy to criticize. Yes, it is. It's easy to sit in the stands and criticize. It's easy to criticize the players on the field. It's easy to sit in an auditorium and criticize the singer singing on the stage. It's easy to sit in life and criticize the people that are actually doing something. That's easy to do. Please don't take the easy path. Please don't just be another one of life's critics. Can you believe how many people watch and listen to the news for hours and hours and hours a day? Now just stop and think about it for a minute. Don't shoot the messenger. I'm just the messenger here, so don't get upset with me. But people watch news because they want to see what's happening in someone else's life that actually has a life. They're trying to watch what else is going on in the world because nothing's going on in their world. So I want to encourage you today, be the news. You be the news. You're the number one story. What's going on in your life? What's going on in your family? What's going on in your world? Why don't you do something this week? If you're a news watcher or you listen to news, you keep track of how many minutes or hours you spend listening to the news. Go ahead, track it. I'll bet you it's 1 to 2 hours a day. And I will give you a challenge. You take that same 1 to 2 hours a day. You focus 100% on transforming yourself, of you getting healthy at a cellular level in your mind, your body, and your spirit. And you watch and see how much you care about the news after that. You will be the news. You'll be making news. If everyone in this world would stop just watching what other people are doing and everyone would just focus on doing what they're designed to do and use their gifts to the fullest intention, if you would use your gifts to the fullest intention, this world would be a better place. Just imagine if you went into work today and if everyone else at work was just watching you work, how much would get done? Well, that's like what watching the news is. It's like watching other people live life. If we would all just go to work and work on ourselves and work on making our world, our sphere of influence a better place, this world would be extraordinary. There'd be much less negative and much more positive if people just focused on making their sphere of influence better and focus their time and attention on doing that. Can I encourage you today? Just be the best you can be. Focus on yourself. Love yourself first. Let yourself become educated in an area of interest that's in your heart and in your mind. But you think, well, I don't have time to do that. Well, if you have time to watch the news for 15 minutes a day, you can begin to read on that subject that interests you. You can just Google it, pull it up, and you start reading 15 minutes a day on the subject that interests you. What's really in your heart? What do you really want to do? You know, you just heard a man call in earlier today. Chris, thank you so much for that call, Chris. You inspired me, brother. But you know, Chris was listening to other people's testimonies of getting off medication. And Chris was listening. He's listening to their life. He's listening to their experience. But one day, something shifted. A switch got turned on in Chris when he realized, wait a minute, I don't need to just listen to someone else getting off of their medication. Someone else being an amazing grandfather playing with their grandchildren. Someone else who gets rid of all their side effects, the terrible side effects of being on high blood pressure medication. Wait a minute, I can do this. And he focused on himself. He did his next right step. He makes a phone call and he schedules an appointment and he begins a transformation. And 8 weeks later, he lost 9 inches in his waist, 60 pounds of fat, got off his high cholesterol and high blood pressure medication in 8 weeks. Why? Because he focused on himself. And I want to encourage you today, don't live your life as a spectator of other people. Be an active participant in life. You need to get in the game. Quit watching the game. Come out of the stands, get in that locker room, get your clothes on, get your uniform on, and get out on the field of life. And I'm talking to you ladies too. Don't be just a listener and a spectator in life. Get out there in the game. Be the best you can be in every area of your life. Be the best mom, be the best dad. Be the best grandmother, be the best grandfather. Be the best spouse, be the best friend, be the best worker. You be the best you you can be. But I'm going to tell you right now, you can't even be the best you you can be if you are literally a slave to medication. If you are a slave to your medication and you literally run your schedule based on, oh, what time is it? What pill do I need to be taking now? Oh, what pill do I need to take now? Oh, what's the side effect of that pill I've got to be aware of so that I'm ready for it if it happens to me? That is slavery, friend. I don't want you to be a slave to medication. I want you to live free. I want you to live strong and free and powerful and be the real you that you're designed to be. And you really can be. Hey, I have literally helped thousands and thousands and thousands of people become medication free, pain free, active participants. And I want you to experience that too. So you go log on to johnjubilee.com, johnjubilee.com, and you do a little bit of research and you get in the game. Get in the game. You go log on to johnjubilee.com, johnjubilee.com. I'm John Jubilee, America's Cellular Health Authority. I'm changing the world one person at a time. I want to start with you.
You're listening to the John Jubilee Experience on Supertalk 99.7 WTF. Changing the world one person at a time, starting with you. This is the John Jubilee Experience on Supertalk 99.7 WTN.
Hey, awesome and amazing day. I am thrilled to be living this experience we call life together. And man, oh man, I'm so joyful, always extra joyful when I get to be with one of my favorite people in the whole world. He is the dancing machine. He is the Michael Jackson imitating, split popping Jonathan Bird. Jonathan!
Good morning! Good morning! I stretched that last time before those last splits, so those were easier to do that time.
Well, I got to tell you, you looked much better, and I just didn't think you could do it again, man, after that first move that you did this morning there.
It's a lot easier doing the splits when you've lost 110 pounds of fat.
Well, I'll tell you what, I just wish I would have had my video running. I wish I could have posted that on johnjubilee.com, man, so people could have seen that. Hey, I think we got a call. Jonathan.
Boy.
Will you take this caller with me? Okay. Well, I have no idea who it is. Just the producer. He's either scratching his ear and his chin, or there's a caller on the phone. So I'm going to see. Okay. Oh, it's a transformer. It's a transformer. I got to give her the lead-in music, though, because she deserves it. She deserves it. This is an amazing woman. This is an extraordinary, life-changing, world-changing, overcoming transformer. It's the amazing Nikki. Nikki, thank you so much for calling in this morning. How you doing there, Super Sister?
I'm good, John. Thanks for having me on.
Well, girl, go back to the beginning and tell me your story.
Okay, well, I am 42 years old. I am a menopause woman. I came in, talked to Jonathan. I came in wanting to feel better. Not really necessarily wanting to lose fat, though I wanted to look great, but I just wanted to feel better. I wanted to bring back my life and get in charge again. So I came in, and I'm not going to lie to you. I was very, very skeptical, very skeptical. I decided to go ahead and try it because I figured, why not? When I first started, I weighed 152 pounds. So at my four-week check-in, I had lost 38 and three-quarters inches. I lost 21 and a half pounds of fat, and I have gained 6.7 pounds of muscle and water.
Wow! Wow. Are you kidding me? In 4 weeks?
No, I wish I have. I mean, no, I'm not kidding. I mean, it's crazy, right?
Now, wait a minute. But you did that and you were very, 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 very skeptical.
Yes.
That was a lot of berries you had in there.
There were a lot of. Yeah, well, I want to be honest with you, John. I want to be honest.
Well, I appreciate that honesty. Oh, my word. And how do you feel, Nikki?
I feel great. I have already had a back surgery. I have arthritis in my knee, and I have a lot of disc issues. So pretty much anything that I ever normally try to start doing, I end up stopping because I always end up hurting myself, or, you know, I have a flare up in my back and I have to quit. So this has been the only thing that I've been able to stick with. And it's so super easy. I never thought that losing this would be that easy. And I'm going to tell you, I've already had to go out and buy new clothes. It's just crazy. I've lost 2 sizes already. It's amazing.
Wow. In 4 weeks.
In 4 weeks. Yep.
Okay. Now, you know, this is my funnest part. You know what I'm going to say?
What's that?
That sounds too good to be true, Nikki.
I know, which is why I was super, super skeptical. But I'm here to tell you that it's not too good to be true. It's amazing. I wish I would have come across this, you know, 4 or 5 years ago. Maybe I wouldn't have had to have surgery, and maybe I wouldn't have been where I was physically. So I'm getting stronger. I feel great. I look great. I'm going to say it. My husband rolled over the other day and said, "Oh my gosh, sometimes I roll over and I think, who is that?"
Oh, oh, wow. What does that feel like?
Well, it feels great. I mean, I can't even tell you. It just feels amazing to know that he already notices, and it's 4 weeks. I mean, I've done things that I've, you know, tried to do for years, and I've not had this kind of success. So it feels amazing.
Wow. Well, Nikki, first of all, I really honor you that even though you were very, 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 very skeptical that you did it. And what was it though, what was it that caused you to still decide to do it, even though you were skeptical?
Well, you know, I looked at Jonathan and I thought, okay, here he is. I mean, I know what he's done. He's shown me his pictures. I knew what success he had. And I'm thinking, okay, he's telling me it's this simple. And he lives pretty close to me, so I don't think he's going to lie to me because I can find him. So, and you know, it was, and I thought, okay, it's money back guarantee. If something doesn't happen, I'm not losing anything. And what do I have to lose? I've tried so many other things, and these things seem so simple that, like, this is the craziest simple thing, and I'm gonna just go for it.
Wow. Well, what would you say? What would you say, Nikki, if you could just talk? You know, just like you're sitting in a room of girlfriends, everybody's just, you know, sitting there in their PJs with their bunny slippers on and a cup of coffee. And, you know, what would you say to a group of girls that were in the situation you were in 6 weeks ago?
I would say, get up, get in, and get started. It's the easiest thing you will ever do. You will never regret it. It's life-changing. It empowers you. You'll never feel like you can't do anything ever again.
Mm. And what if they say that sounds too good to be true? What would you say to them? Really? If they said, well, that just sounds too good to be true, what would you say to them now?
Look at me. I'm evidence. The proof is in the pudding. I mean, you can't escape facts.
That's good. That is good, Super Sister. Well, Nikki, I can tell you as a husband that, yeah, that's a joyful thing, you know, as a husband, when, you know, you see your wife become the real person that she really is. And I hope you took a before picture of yourself. Did you?
I did. Yes.
Good girl. And you know why? I'm going to tell you something, Nikki, that you're going to see within 88 days. Even your skin and your face is going to look different. And that's part of what... Go ahead.
I can tell you that I've already noticed the difference. So I can believe you.
In a month, you've already noticed a difference in that?
Yes.
Wow. And what's the difference that you notice?
Well, I have more tightness. I'm not as loose with my skin, and my complexion has already changed. I'm walking around and I look like I have some makeup on, but I don't have any on. So I have, I'm kind of glowing. Like I've got that pregnancy glow without being pregnant. Awesome.
Girl. Okay. I want to say it again. That sounds too good to be true.
I know. Well, it's crazy.
Yeah. Well, Nikki, you know, I have a big smile on my face when I'm saying it, because you can imagine from my side of it, right? I hear people every day. They're so skeptical and then I get such a joy, when I get to hear, you share your real testimony and your real story. And nobody could dispute that now with you, right? I mean, nobody can take that away from you.
Absolutely not.
Well,
no, it's mine. I own it.
Okay. Well, and let me ask you kind of an open-ended question, if you would speak to this. And how long could you do this?
Forever.
And why do you say that?
Because it's not difficult. There's not a challenge that my body will probably ever not be able to do with this. I mean, it's simple. It's like I said, it's the easiest thing that I've ever done. And I've done a lot of things, Tom. I've done a lot of things.
What have you done?
Well, I've tried Nutrisystem. I've tried... way back in the day, when you started the Tybo and you did all that stuff, and I've done the P90X, and I've done Target Metabolism, and I've done, what was the first? Oh, some LA fitness thing. That was bar stuff. Oh my goodness. I can't even remember what that one was. I've done just counting calories. I've done, just hours of exercise. You name it, I've done it.
Wow. Well, I am sitting here rejoicing with you, Nikki. I really am. I'm so happy for you. And I mean it. I honor you that you found something within yourself, to fight through that skepticism and that you still decided, hey, I'm going to give it a try. And did you meet with Jonathan Bird? Did you get to meet him in person?
Yes, I did. He's my coach.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, he's a good one, isn't he?
Yeah.
Hey, and that he's a powerful testimony, isn't he? That
he
had such an experience that he wanted to give his life away and help other people like you.
Yeah, and that's what got me. I thought, okay, well, here he is. Look at him. There's no denying how he's transformed. So maybe it is possible.
Wow. Well, girl, well, listen, will you call me in 4 more weeks and tell me your next 4-week assessment after your next checkup?
I certainly will.
Okay. Well, Nikki, you're an inspiration, girl. You inspired me today. I thank you so much for calling in, and thank you so much for your call, sister. You're rocking it. You're awesome.
Thanks, John.
All right. Have a great one. Go log on to johnjubilee.com. johnjubilee.com. I'm John Jubilee, America's Cellular Health Authority, changing the world one person at a time, starting with you.
Not another radio show designed for you to discover us. This one is about discovering a new you. This is the John Jubilee Experience. To be part of the show, call 615-737-9986. That's 615-737-9986. now, changing the world one person at a time, starting with you. Here's John Jubilee.
Awesome and amazing day, and we are rocking and rolling on with life. I'm encouraging you today to focus forward, be the best you can be in every area of your life. Your best days are in front of you. They're in front of you. They're not behind you. So you know what? Rejoice in the great memories that you have in the past. And in the bad memories, learn the lessons and forget the details. That's right. It doesn't do you one thing. Not one positive thing comes out of life by just living in regret or remorse. You've got to learn your lessons from your past. We all have had some experiential learning. You know what experiential learning is? It's like sticking your finger in a fire. And you got a little experience there. It's like, ouch, that burned. You got a blister. You had to go through a healing time. And that's experiential learning. It's a brutal way to learn, but we've mostly, all of us have done it. But in the future, let's get a little bit smarter. And let's just have some auditory learning. You know what auditory learning is? That's right. You just listen. Just listen and get some good knowledge and some good wisdom. Apply that knowledge and wisdom. And that's called auditory learning. You hear and you increase your learning. And that's much, much easier than experiential learning. In experiential learning, what happens is you get the brutal pay. You got to pay that brutal price, for the lesson. And, then you get to learn the lesson and then you finally get to implement it. Auditory learning, you get to hear. You get to hear and you get to implement what you learned, and you don't really pay a price. You don't have to pay a price for auditory learning. That's the better way to learn. And don't we all wish that our kids would just learn that way? Just listen to mom and dad. Just do what we tell you to do. Well, we need to do the same thing for ourselves. We need to be auditory learners. So let's hear and let's increase our learning. And I'm going to share a few things with you today just about, how to succeed in life, how you can be the best you can be, and just some simple principles that you can apply. And the first one I want to encourage you in is to have a thankful heart. Have a thankful heart. A thankful heart is a healthy heart. A thankful heart is a healthy heart. So why don't you just start thinking right now? If you're somewhere where you can write something down, write down just 5 things that you are thankful for today. If you're driving down the road, just take your 5 free fingers and just get yourself something on each finger that you can be thankful for today. And if you're having a tough time thinking what to be thankful for, do you know you have 5 senses? You have 5 senses in your human body. If nothing else, if you have to go to the fallback, then go to being thankful just for your 5 senses. Be thankful you can see, that you can hear, that you can taste, that you can touch, that you can smell. Those are 5 things to be thankful for. But find yourself 5 things to be thankful for, because a thankful heart is a healthy heart. A thankful mind is a healthy mind. Do you know that you have the power to choose your thoughts? So I want you to have a thankful heart, because that's a healthy heart. But I want you to have a healthy mind, too. And I want you to choose your thoughts. Any bird can fly over your house, but it can't build a nest there unless you allow it to. And I want you to think of your mind. Think of your mind like your head. Would you let a bird build a nest on top of your head? I don't think so. So think of a negative thought as a bird flying over your head. You can shoo a bird away, tell it to keep on moving, or you can invite it to come and build a nest on your head. Well, don't allow a negative thought to build a nest on your head. Choose your thoughts. Be intentional. Be purposeful with your thinking. So I want you to just start today to implement this tool of, hey, I'm going to choose my thoughts. And you'll have 100 thoughts that maybe are going to try to fly over your head and maybe try to build a nest, but don't you let any thought build a nest that you do not invite in. And give yourself a filter for the thoughts that you allow in your mind. You know, is it thankfulness? Is it gratefulness? Is it good? Does it build you up? Does it build up those around you? Does it make you feel better? Give yourself a filter. If it doesn't pass your checklist, get that thing out of there. Don't let it stay. You have the power to be thankful, and you have the power to choose your thoughts. So think about it. Thankfulness and thoughts. It's like TNT. It's powerful. Thankfulness and thoughts. TNT. Thankfulness and thoughts. TNT. It's an explosive combination to living a powerful life. So if you want to overcome, if you want to overcome negative thinking, implement these two technologies, these two simple things of choosing. I'm going to be thankful today. I'm going to pick 5 things I'm thankful for, and then I'm going to think about how thankful I am for those 5 things in my life, and I'm going to think about them all day. And tomorrow, I want you to do the same thing. Choose to get up and choose to be thankful. Choose to have power over your thoughts and don't allow a negative thought in your mind. And if you think back and there's an offense of somebody in your past, hey, go deal with that thing. It'll take you 5 minutes to pick up that phone and say, hey, listen, I was just thinking we've got an offense here and I'd like to make a request. You know, if you offended them, ask for forgiveness. Say, I repent. Will you forgive me? Don't say, I'm sorry. Sorry is just weakness. That's a lame way to not really take ownership of what happened. Say, I repent. I repent. That means I choose to turn around and act a different way. Say, will you forgive me? That gives them the power to fully release you from the offense. And then you get to walk forward in freedom. So powerfully, you know, if you have something that's holding you back, some anchor, you know, something that's left undone in your past, then you reach back to that person and say, hey, you offended me. You offended me, and I want to reach back and say, look, this is an offense. I want to deal with it, though. I want to redeem our relationship if possible. But if it's not, you can still walk free either way. You're not responsible for other people's actions. They're responsible for their own actions. So I want you to walk powerfully in life today. Be thankful. Choose your thoughts. Get rid of past offenses so you can walk forward in great power. Hey, when we come back, I'm going to talk about walking powerfully in optimal health at a cellular level and what that looks like. Listen, if you have to go leave, you go log on. If you need some inspiration today, you go log on to johnjubilee.com, johnjubilee.com. Thousands of people, lives impacted, living these principles that I share every day, helping you be the best person you can be. And why? Because I'm changing the world one person at a time. I want to start with the most important one, you.
This is the John Jubilee Experience on Supertalk 99.7 WTN. It's not about you discovering us. This show is about discovering the new you. This is the John Jubilee Experience on Super Talk 99.7 WTN.
Hey, say it with me. I'm a rock star. I'm a superstar. I am healthy. I'm handsome. I'm beautiful. I'm talented. I'm amazing. I want you to talk to yourself that way because that is the real you. That's the truth. But man, we get out here in this world and the world just tries to slow you down, beat you down, weigh you down. It's all about down, down, down. Well, I want to help you get up, up, up. Get up there in the stratosphere where you belong. That's right. Because you know what? You are talented. You are a treasure. You have extraordinary gifts inside of yourself, and you need to believe in yourself to the point that you begin to walk in the reality of who the real you is. Do you know that a lot of us walk around in life and we have no idea who the real us really is? Why? Because we just get caught up in the day-to-day grind of life, and we don't ever stop and really explore what are the real possibilities in our life. So I want to encourage you today, man, look up. Be like a turtle. Stick your head out of that shell for a minute and look around and see what's really possible in your life. What are those things that are really deep, deep, deep inside your mind and heart that you don't share with other people because you're afraid they're going to think, oh man, you're just a dreamer. Well, guess whose dreams come true? Dreamers' dreams come true. That's right. You have to be a dreamer to have a dream to come true. So I want to encourage you today, dare to dream. Dare to dream. What is your dream? What is that thing that's deep inside of yourself that you have not shared with anybody because you think they'll make fun of you, or they'll think you're silly, or they'll think you're not logical or responsible? Friends, what is responsible about somebody saying, hey, let's build a rocket ship and go to the moon? Are you kidding me? That sounds like insanity. That sounds like a bunch of wild, crazy people. But guess what? They really did it. They built a rocket ship. They went to the moon. And then they said, let's build space shuttles and go to the moon. And they made it like going to the grocery store. Those space shuttle missions were so successful and they made it look easy. Why? Because somebody dared to dream. Sometimes you just don't know what's possible till you get out there and you live life. I was down in Florida one time and I was driving in a car by myself. And I kept seeing all these cars by the side of the highway. And I thought, what is up with all these cars by the side of the highway? And I just kept driving mile after mile, cars and cars and cars along the side of the highway. Finally, my curiosity got the better of me. And as I was pulling up to this bridge, there was only one car on the bridge. And I pulled my car over and I got up and I walked out to the man standing there by himself on the bridge. And I said, excuse me, sir, but can you tell me what's going on with all these thousands of cars, mile after mile, just parked by the side of the road? He dropped his head. He laughed for a minute. He shook his head and he looked at me and he said, are you serious? You really don't know. And I laughed and said, no, I really don't know. He laughed again. He dropped his head and just shook his head in total disbelief. And he looked at his watch and he had a stopwatch on it. And he said, sir, you are the luckiest man alive. He said, do you know the police just chased all the people off of this bridge about 4 minutes ago? He said, I'm just here because I'm an off-duty police officer. He looked down at his stopwatch and he said, 44, 43, 42. And then he pointed straight out, and just a few hundred yards across directly in front of that bridge was, you guessed it, the space shuttle getting ready to launch. He said, sir, you have a front row seat to the space shuttle launch. And I got to stand there and watch the space shuttle launch. And as it went up a little bit higher, the guy just handed me his binoculars and said, knock yourself out. He said, you may as well just finish the experience because you're the luckiest man alive that you just walked up and got to see a space shuttle launch from the best seat in the house. Well, who would have thought that was possible? Both ways, right? First of all, I got to have a front row seat when I had no idea it was even launching that day. But that man could take a space shuttle, go to the moon, go walking around on the moon for a while, and then just fly right back home. Well, that became possible because somebody lived a dream. They had corresponding action steps with their dream. And that's what I want to encourage you today. Ask yourself, what is my dream? And then ask yourself, what are the next three corresponding action steps that I could do to make this dream become a reality? What's it going to take for me? What are three things that I can start doing immediately to make this dream a reality? Well, friend, if you are overweight, that fat is going to kill you faster than smoking. It's a medical fact. And you're going to feel miserable. When you're carrying extra fat, your organs are being suffocated. Just 4 pounds of fat is the size of a loaf of bread. And if you took a loaf of bread of solid fat and you put it over your nose and mouth, you would suffocate, right? Well, that's what's happening to your organs right now if you're carrying extra fat. You better get rid of that fat or you're going to die of quote-unquote natural causes. Do you know we recently had a local Indianapolis police officer who signed up for the program because he saw a half a dozen women, his young wife's age and size, die of natural, quote-unquote, natural causes because they were overweight and that fat was suffocating their organs and they are literally dying in their homes. And he got called on a half a dozen calls where these women were dead. And he said, I did not want that for my wife, John. And so I brought her in to get healthy at a cellular level so that I don't end up coming home to a dead wife. And men, you're not exempt either. I know a dozen men between 40 and 55 years old that took a nap and didn't wake up this past year because of natural causes of their organs being suffocated by fat. So gentlemen, don't you dare leave your wife a widow. Don't you leave those kids fatherless. Don't you break the hearts of your family members just because of fat. You can get rid of your fat. Ladies, you can lose about 4 of those loaves of bread in 4 weeks. Boys, you can lose about 8 of them. Girls, don't be haters. That's right. The boys lose it twice as fast. But you know what? All of us can lose it. We can get rid of that unhealthy fat and we can get healthy at a cellular level. But we just have to take the right action steps to get healthy at a cellular level. So I want you to powerfully choose, hey, I'm going to get healthy at a cellular level. I'm going to get rid of my fat. I'm going to get hydrated at a cellular level. I'm going to get off of these medications that have these brutal side effects. Do you know the side effects of the medications can virtually be worse than what you're taking the medication for? Just listen to the last 20 seconds of every medication commercial on television. They all say up to and including death. It's a side effect. And do you know what? They're not just saying that to say it. More people died last year from prescription medication than from all illegal drugs combined. Yes. People really do die from prescription medication. It's a real side effect and it's really happening. And I don't want it to happen to you. So get off of your medication. Get rid of that unhealthy fat that's suffocating your organs and making you feel like a slug. And be the real you. You are designed to have an abundant, fulfilling, joyful life that is amazing. So live it. But you've got to have a corresponding action for that dream to be fulfilled. You have to take a first step. And guess what? It's as simple as logging on to a website. That's right. JohnJubilee.com. JohnJubilee.com. You go log on there and you see what the doctors say. What thousands of people say about getting healthy at a cellular level, about something that's real. Hey, Dave Ramsey, one of America's heroes, he's the one that put me in this full time, and I'm not even an endorsed local provider of Dave Ramsey. He did it because he saw thousands of lives change in his community. That's right. Dave Ramsey, thank you, sir. because he pushed me over the edge, gave me his staff for free to build my business plan. And I'm not even an endorsed local provider of Dave Ramsey. He did it because of conviction and character. So get healthy at a cellular level. Go log on to johnjubilee.com. I got a lot more for you when we come back. Stay with me through the break.
You're listening to the John Jubilee Experience on Supertalk 99.7 WTF. Bringing the 88-day transformation to life. This is the John Jubilee Experience on Supertalk 99.7 WTN.
Hey, say it with me. I'm a rock star. I'm a superstar. I'm beautiful. I'm handsome. I'm talented. I'm amazing. I am fulfilling my dreams. Say it loud. Say it long. Say it bold. Say it strong. Oh my goodness. I made a poem. Man, I wish I would have done that in high school. Was not good in the poetry class. Not good in the poetry class. Wasn't good at the writing thing. They should have let me talk. Well, I was getting in trouble for talking. That's right. I got talked too much on all my report cards. It kept me grounded most of my life. And I just want to say to all my teachers out there, nana nana boo boo, because now I get paid to talk. Yes, I do. And it is the joy of my life to get to share things that are real, things that are true, real life experiences that help you to get to be the best you that you can possibly be. And man, I'm telling you what, you know, I'm one of those people that, you know, I go through life, I'm always looking at those little inchworms that you look at those tiny little worms and man, they climb all the way up a huge tree. Are you kidding me? And how do they do it? One little inch at a time, right? They get one little whoop, whoop, whoop. And up they go, but they go and they just do one movement at a time and they literally make it all the way up some 50-foot tree as a little inchworm. And friends, I'm going to tell you something. That's how life is. You just got to be willing to move one inch at a time in the right direction. Choose where you want to go. And be willing to take a step. Doesn't have to happen this week or even this month. But you just begin. You just begin with one step. And then you do the next step. And then you do the next step. You know, I'm going to tell you what. I'm always inspired too by children. And what they overcome and their attitudes, you know, of things. And kids are just amazing. Remember the old school letter, kids say the darndest things? They really do. They really do. Sometimes the simplicity of a child. You know, a true story, you may have heard this, that, you know, literally on a major highway, there was a tunnel going under a bridge, and a truck drove in there, a semi, and got stuck in the tunnel. So the truck got stuck in the tunnel and traffic was backed up and they brought in tow truck after tow truck. And, you know, they tried to pull the truck out. They were trying everything. Traffic was just backed up for hours. People getting out of their cars and walking around. And a little kid just kind of walked up there and, you know, he's just, you know, chewing on his sucker and kind of looking and, he just said, hey, let the air out of the tires. And everybody kind of looked around at each other. And, you know, sure enough, they let about half the air out of the tire. Not only did the truck become unstuck, but by letting the air out of the tires, it lowered it just enough where the truck could actually drive all the way through and drive up to the next gas station, fill those tires back up to full tilt, and away it went. But out of the mouths of babes, sometimes kids just have the simplicity of, why don't you do this? Why don't you do that? There's something about that childlike heart and that childlike faith that we all need. We just need to embrace that for a moment. So I want to encourage you today, embrace your inner child. Embrace your inner child. Get that childlike faith back. You used to have it. You know, we all did. You know, we all were born with it. We all were born with childlike faith. Do you know we had to, each one of us, learn to be cynical? We had to learn to be doubtful. We had to learn to be critical. We had to learn to be selfish. We had to learn to not naturally be giving and loving. You know, little kids will just naturally, you know, share their candy bar, share their lunch, play with any kid on the playground. You know, they have to learn not to be nice. And I want to encourage us to, let's kind of go back. Let's put ourselves in a time machine, at least in our mind and in our spirit. And let's get back that beautiful childlike heart. Let's get back that beautiful childlike heart. You know, there's just something about the love of a child, that unconditional love that a child, you know, can love somebody with and just make them feel like $1 million. Just with a smile, just with a laugh, just with a joke, you know, with something, you know, that they say. And I always enjoyed watching my kids do that stuff too. You know, they would just say the sweetest things to people. And I'll never forget one day, literally we're sitting in a restaurant and my son Jonathan, this was on the same day, you know, kids, that childlike heart. And he literally, this was in Notre Dame, at Notre Dame, Indiana. So we were just off the campus of Notre Dame and there was four nuns sitting there in their white habits. So if you can picture that, now we sat at the table, right behind them. And for whatever reason, my son, who his back was to the back of two of the nuns are facing him, facing his back, and he is eating a big plate of French fries with a mountain of ketchup. And for whatever reason, he sticks a French fry in that ketchup. He baptizes it in ketchup. He raises it up. He views it right, left, top, bottom. And then he throws it over his right shoulder. Well, friend, it was like a slow motion scene of a movie. As that ketchup saturated French fry is flying through the air towards four nuns in white habits. As a dad, I'm thinking, no! And sure enough, that French fry lands right on the back of Sister Mary. And I have to go over there to those nuns and said, excuse me there, sisters, but I need to remove a French fry from your back. And three nuns got the biggest kick out of that. They laughed and laughed. And now Sister Mary didn't think it was quite as funny as the other three nuns. But you know, the mind of a child. Hey, there's a ketchup-filled French fry. I'm just going to give it a toss. Why? I don't know. I'm just going to throw it. But a memory was created that I'm still talking about 20 years later because of one French fry flying through the air. But it allowed me to meet four nuns. It sure did. And I got to have a life experience. And you know what? You get to choose to experience life. And I want to encourage you today to experience it. Hey, don't be a spectator. Be a life experiencer. Smile at someone today that you don't even know. Give someone a compliment today that you've never met before. Just because you can make the world a better place. If you'll just take on one new assignment today, hey, I'm going to compliment somebody I don't even know. I'm going to smile at someone today I don't even know. Can you imagine if every person, if 6 billion people on the planet chose to just implement that one thing, what a better place the world would be? Well, you are the world. You are. The world is only the world because you're in it. So you make the change. You be the change you want in the world. When you say this world needs to be better, well, you're right. And you are the world. So you be better. You start today by saying, okay, I can smile. Doesn't cost me a thing. I can give a compliment. It doesn't cost me a thing. And I can choose to start making my dream come true by just taking one tiny action step, even just investing 15 minutes a day, just 15 minutes a day towards the real me, towards that dream person inside of me that I really want to be. So your assignment is those three things for today. You give someone a smile, you give someone a compliment, and you give yourself an investment of 15 minutes towards the real desire of your heart, who you really want to be, who you really want to be. Hey, change your life today. You go log on to johnjubilee.com, johnjubilee.com. I'm John Jubilee, America's Cellular Health Authority. I'm changing the world one person at a time. I want to start with you.
This is the John Jubilee Experience on Supertalk 99.7 WTN. Discovering your true genetic blueprint. This is the John Jubilee Experience on Supertalk 99.7 WTN.
Come on, say it with me. I'm a rock star. I'm a superstar. I'm talented. I'm beautiful. I'm intelligent. I'm amazing. I'm fulfilling my destiny. Say it bold. Say it long. Say it strong. Say it all day, every day, and live it and walk it. I got a phone call, and I love it when I get these phone calls of real life transformers, of people that decided to take the challenge. And they said, hey, I'm going to make a change. I'm going to do the 10 technologies that John teaches, and I'm going to see if this thing's for real. I'm going to be a beautiful, beloved skeptic, and I'm going to do it and see what happens in my life. And I got a guy right now that just called in and do it. Dwayne, thank you so much for calling, brother. How you doing this morning?
Good morning, John Jubilee.
Well, you are a rock star, man. I've heard.
Thank you, sir.
I've heard some rumors around town, but if you would, put yourself in a time machine and go back to the very beginning. And what was it that you heard, and where were you at in life that got you started on the path of transformation?
Well, I've been trying to be a bodybuilder for a few decades, and I've had varying levels of success. And by the time I passed the 50-year mark, I was not doing very well. I kept putting on weight, pushing 350 pounds, cleaned up my diet. I was exercising, but I wasn't getting where I wanted to be. And this obnoxious guy on the radio kept talking about how he could transform people and lose all this weight and didn't have to put in all this effort. And I just thought, you know what? I'm a skeptic. I want to put this guy to the task and see if he can do what he says he can do.
Now don't call Jonathan Bird an obnoxious guy. He's a nice guy.
Oh, I know what you're saying. I know what you're saying. But yes, I came in and I said, you know what? I've been through all this stuff. I've done all these things. You're going to have to show me that you really know what you're talking about. So I'm going to shut my mouth and I'm going to do what you tell me to do, and we're going to see what happens. And on the second week of June, I took you to task and took the challenge and started at 348 pounds. And on my first analysis 4 weeks ago, I had burned 80 pounds of fat and put on 20 pounds of muscle and lost 10 inches around my waist. I did shift my program, as you suggest, and after four more weeks, I've now at 97.8 pounds of fat burned, and I've put on 30.1 pounds of muscle and hydration. So no longer a skeptic. I'm a believer.
Listen, isn't it amazing just how calmly you just said, I just lost 97 pounds of fat?
Well, what was really interesting is, and by the way, I'm down 12 inches off my waist. I got about 4 more inches to go, but I'm very confident. Also, I wanted to say I had an old friend visit me over the weekend that I hadn't seen in years called my abdominal muscles. So, very excited to see those guys again. So.
Oh, my goodness.
But anyway, yes, for the last 4 weeks, my weight hasn't been plummeting like it was before. You know, 60 pounds in three months, that's, you know, amazing. But my clothes kept changing how they feel and how I looked in the mirror. So I'm thinking, well, the scales aren't changing, but I'm still changing. So I'm going to keep doing the program. I'm going to keep moving forward. I'm going to have faith that it's going to do what it's going to do. And sure enough, another 19 pounds of fat's gone.
Ah, and for those listeners that are listening, and you know, and how could that be possible? You know, how are you losing fat but not losing weight?
That's the thing. This isn't a weight loss program. This is a transformation program. So I'm putting on muscle. I'm gaining hydration to my cells. If you've seen my pictures, my dreams of being a bodybuilder are coming true. I'm all covered with these lumpy things called muscles. So very exciting.
Well, first of all, yeah, Dwayne, let me ask you a question. Now, if you would have came in and I'd said, look, I'll make you a deal. You're going to lose 12 inches in your waist. You're going to lose a foot. You're going to lose a foot, but you might not lose any weight. Would you take that deal?
I would have been skeptical. I definitely would have been skeptical because, I mean, we're told over and over and over again, doctors and so-called experts say, well, you can only lose about 2 to 4 pounds a week. And if you're lucky, you can only put on maybe 8 or 10 pounds of muscle in a year. So if you believe the experts, what you're saying just isn't possible.
But you sort of became a science project, anecdotal empirical evidence that shows it is possible.
Exactly. I became my own lab experiment and said, you know, what do I got to lose except some fat?
That's right.
Some fat and some inches. So, yes.
Wow. Well, Dwayne, thank you so much for doing that. And just to give people a visual, you know, friends that are listening to Dwayne, if you picture 25 loaves of bread, just stack up 25 loaves of bread on your kitchen table, and that's how much fat Dwayne has lost. That's a lot of fat, brother.
Indeed, and I feel so much better. In fact, it's kind of odd. I'm so used to being, of course, I'm 6'5", for people that don't know me, obviously, at 200 and about 90 pounds. It sounds like a lot of weight, but I'm pretty lean right now. And when I walk around, I feel so light. My joints feel great. I don't feel me as much, so it's just an elated feeling to know that I'm still this large, but I'm not that heavy, and it just feels healthy and exciting. I can't put it into words. Sometimes I just walk around with a smile on my face.
Well, I love that, and you know, and I can help to put it into words for you, because when you're gaining all that healthy muscle. When you're gaining all that healthy muscle, muscle is weight that moves us, and fat is weight we carry. So you basically put yourself, you turned yourself from a 4-cylinder to an 8-cylinder engine on power and on strength and speed to be able to move around every day. And you also, you know, got rid of 100 extra pounds of fat that you were carrying. And that does feel a lot lighter and a lot better, doesn't it?
Oh, indeed. And the best part is, you know, people say, well, what about your diet? What are you eating? I said, well, I'm eating real food. The best part is you just learn what not to eat, what to eat, when to eat it, to where it works for you instead of against you. So I've been telling people, I said, by Thanksgiving, I'm going to have my 6-pack. And they're like, well, when Thanksgiving comes, you better not eat a lot. And I'm like, no, I can eat a lot because my body now is a fat-burning machine. I'm not worried about what I'm going to eat on Thanksgiving Day.
That's right. Well, man, well, I'm so excited that you're going to be there. And thank you for bringing, you know, I'd love it when people, you know, like you, Dwayne, want to, you know, you want to give back. You want to give back and you want to help other people to have the same experience that you had, right?
Oh, exactly. Exactly. If everybody felt the way I felt, it'd be a happier place. That's for sure.
Well, I'm
I got people at work that look at me now and their jaws just drop. I want to know what the heck happened to me.
Well, I'll bet. I can joyfully say, you know, you went from just looking like a big guy, to like a really amazing looking big guy.
Thank you. I appreciate that, and you know, obviously, I have you to thank for pushing me in that direction.
Well, Dwayne, when if you would, you know, a lot of people, it's so funny when, you know, when I do these dinners, you know, free dinners, you know, will you just tell everybody that it's the real deal? I'm really going to buy their dinner and, you know, and it's no strings attached.
Definitely. I also have people kind of joke with me about that, too. And it's like, oh, it's a weight loss program and he's giving you a free dinner. And I said, well, number one, it's good food. And number two, it's not a weight loss program. It's a transformation program.
Well, awesome. Well, brother, thank you again, Dwayne. I mean, it means the world to me when, you know, you're helping me change the world one person at a time, when you have an experience and then you're willing to share it and bring those before pictures. So I can tell you people that are listening, it'd be worth it to come just to see Dwayne's before and after pictures. I also know, Dwayne, I don't know if you met Don Allen. He's going to bring his before picture. He lost 144 pounds of fat. Lost 144 pounds of fat. And he also, he's going to bring his before picture. So I just, you guys inspire me, man. When you courageously show people, hey, this is a real deal. This is my real experience. And let me just say this, man, a foot off your belly. Do you realize you literally, you know, you literally have optimized your life. You've saved your life by losing a foot off your belly.
Oh, no doubt. And I've got a 12-year-old daughter. So not only do I have my own ego to feed here, but I've got a daughter that I got to think about her future and being in her life and being an example and a healthy father for her. So obviously that was weighing on my mind when I started this program. I also still have the belt that I was wearing 4 months ago. I haven't replaced it yet, and right now the tip of that belt goes all the way around the other side of my hip. So it's kind of funny to see that I'm still wearing that thing.
What is that about us, man? I still have mine, too. I kept that belt all these years. You know, 18 years later, I kept that first belt, man, because I was making new holes in that bad boy, and I just never wanted to get rid of it. I guess you don't want to forget, you know, where you came from.
Exactly. And the funny thing is I got one of those mesh leather belts that you don't have to put holes in just because it was a way to cheat and not realize how big you're getting.
Oh, wow. Wow. Well, brother, I rejoice with you, Dwayne. I really do, man. Congratulations on that amazing success. And I cannot wait. I'm serious. We got to get together sometime around Thanksgiving and rejoice about the fact that we can eat all day Thanksgiving Day and have a spiked metabolism and enjoy everything on Thanksgiving Day.
Indeed, I'm looking forward to it. Like I said, I'm not done yet. I still got another 4 inches I want to get off my waist. I'm going to look at maybe competing in some physique contests after the first of the year, so I'm real excited about where I am and where I'm headed.
Okay, well, fantastic. Well, thank you so much for your call.
All right. Thanks, John.
Go log on to johnjubilee.com, johnjubilee.com. I'm John Jubilee, America's Cellular Health Authority, changing the world one person at a time, starting with the most important one, you.